Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Box Trek. I am your host, Matt Brady. And guys, today we're going to be talking about that Nintendo Direct we had on Wednesday, the 4th. A ton of games were announced, and there is a ton to cover. I'm going to be talking just about every game, probably a little bit briefly about some that I'm just kind of unfamiliar with or not super excited about, but a lot of news was announced. So I'm going to be going kind of in order here of what all was shown and give you kind of my thoughts on it and what I think about it going forward. So the Direct starts and immediately we see Overwatch. Now, this was somewhat leaked in, oddly enough, there was kind of trending on Twitter a little bit. Somebody made an Overwatch-themed case for the Nintendo Switch, and it was spotted on Amazon, and so everyone was saying, hey, is Overwatch coming to Switch? Why would somebody be making a Switch-themed Overwatch case if Overwatch wasn't coming to Switch? So it was kind of leaked. Did it necessarily spoil it? I wouldn't say so, because I think I've said before, and I am... it just feels like Overwatch at some point would come to Switch. We already have Diablo 3. You know, that's that kind of Blizzard, Activision, Blizzard game, but Blizzard Activision is the company. And, you know, I think Overwatch is perfect for the Switch. And it is something that the Switch desperately, desperately needs, because there's just not a lot of good first-person shooters for the Switch. There's really almost none besides Doom. So Overwatch coming to the Switch adds another esport title. You know, it has Fortnite. It's got Rocket League. You could call it, yeah, Smash is that kind of esports game as well, I guess. You think about Evo. It's perfect. I think Overwatch is going to run really, really well. I actually just upgraded my graphics card to my computer. I was rocking before an AMD RX 550, which is kind of an entry level graphics card. And I updated to an RX 580, so quite a jump. But even on the RX 550, that game ran perfect. And I was running it at 1440p. So you could tell it was running on Switch hardware in the video, but I don't think it's going to look awful. You know, playing Rocket League on the Switch, I mean, there's definitely a graphical difference compared to when I was playing it on the PS4. Especially if you're playing it in handheld mode, there's definitely a graphical difference, but it's nothing that really deters me from saying, oh, this game looks like crap. It's still fun. It's Rocket League plays great on the Switch. So as is Fortnite. So I think that Overwatch on the Switch is going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't know if I'm going to pick it up just because I'm kind of already into it on PC. I'll have to wait and see if it's going to link your account. I guess I could probably check out Diablo 3 to see if it does that. I don't think so, but it's something I'd have to look into. But I think Overwatch coming to Switch is good because if it does well, it could create, you know, other publishers to kind of look at this and say, hey, maybe it's time we bring some other first-person shooters, you know, or those type of games to the Switch. So I think that could be really, really good. We were followed up. We followed up Overwatch with some more Luigi's Mansion 3 footage. Again, and this is something I say a lot. I said during my E3 kind of reaction that anytime there is a game that I just know I'm gonna buy, I don't have to think about it. I just, you know, like Luigi's Mansion, Pokemon Sword and Shield, the Legend of Zelda remake, which we also saw some footage of as well. It's like once I've seen that initial trailer, it's like I don't need anymore. And I'm going to buy it. I'm locked in. So that's kind of how I felt about this. They showed some more areas in the kind of hotel that you're running through. It seems like you're going to have themed levels, which is cool. The first game didn't really have that. I didn't play any of the second game. So I think that'll be good. It'll spice it up. I'm really excited for it. I think the fact that it's coming out on Halloween is perfect. I'm kind of, now that there's so many games, and we'll talk about this a little bit here in a bit as well, there are so many games that are coming out this year that it's time you kind of have to really start picking and choosing, okay, which ones am I actually going to buy? Luigi's Mansion 3 is definitely one that is locked in for me. Right now I'm kind of saying Zelda, Luigi's Mansion 3, Pokemon, and Star Wars Fallen Jedi are kind of my big games for the rest of the year. There's a ton more I want, and almost all of them are on Switch, so I'll be talking about them here as we go. So then they showed Super Kirby Clash, which is kind of, they said it's a free to start Kirby game. Looks like the online play could be fun. There was a Kirby almost battle royal game for one of the Kirby games on the 3DS. I want to say it was the robot one. Don't entirely remember because I don't really play a lot of Kirby games. But it also had kind of a free kind of battle like side game or something, if I'm remembering correctly. So that's kind of what this looks like here. It looks like it's obviously running off the Kirby's dream, whatever the game was that came out last year that I covered. It looks like it's running off that engine. And so it's basically just four people can team up, take on bosses, and you just challenge after challenge after challenge. So it's cool. I think I think free to play games are, I mean, they're kind of a mixed bag because on one hand, you know that it's just microtransactions. But on the other hand, I think it's an okay way for Nintendo to kind of say, do some beta testing to see, hey, are more people interested in getting Kirby games? So after that, we saw Trials of Mana, which was something we saw at E3. Trials of Mana is, it's an old, you know, in the Mana series, Secret of Mana, Legend of Mana, Children of Mana, stuff like that. Game, it's in the Mana collection with Final Fantasy Adventure, Secret of Mana, and Trials of Mana. But it's the original, I want to say, Game Boy version of that game, and it's getting a full 3D remake. A lot of the characters remind me of Dragon Quest or Dragon Ball. Like, they have that kind of a Kiri Toriyama art style, that kind of Dragon Ball Z kind of art style anime. It looks pretty cool. I didn't play the original, but it's coming out in about April 2020, so I will check a little bit more of that to see if that's something I want to get. We saw a handful of indie games or just kind of new games I'd never heard of. They showed one called Return of the Oberdin. It's like a first-person black and white ghost ship game. It was okay. They announced a couple other games that it kind of reminded me of. I think they probably should have squeezed that all together. I'll just go ahead and talk about those now. Deadly Premonition 1 and 2 are coming to the Switch. Those are kind of it's a great series. It's another kind of ghost horror, you know, Nintendo's kind of version of horror game. I feel like they should have announced all those games kind of at the same time. They did not. But that's kind of what that Return of the Oberdin game looks like. It's not really, it looks okay. It looks cool. It's just not meant for me. We now saw a little bit more of Town, which is now called Little Town Hero. It's being made by Game Freak, the same guys who make Pokemon. It looks pretty cool. You're a hero named Axe, and the only weapons he has are ideas. They made a big deal to talk about the fact that the music is done by Toby Fox, the same guy who did the music for Undertale. It's got that kind of charming anime graphics, and it's an RPG, but you have to use ideas. So you don't necessarily be like, oh, I'm, you know, attack and use. Like, you can run and grab other people in your village and who have like specific skills, and they can do things. It looks interesting. I do want to see a little bit more, but it looks cool. We then got news that we got some Smash news. Banjo-Kazooie was dropped today. I thought that was awesome. They dropped him Wednesday was the day of the direct. I haven't played with him yet. I am because right now I'm still powering through all 200 hours of Fire Emblem, which is amazing and easily my game of the year. I highly doubt anything is going to touch that for me. We'll wait and see. I mean, you know, Luigi's Mansion 3 or Pokemon or the Star Wars really kind of have to step it up, I think, to kind of steal that game of the year away from Fire Emblem for me. Then we got a new character announcement, and that was Terry Bogart. Terry Bogart is from the he's from SNK, you know, like the Art of Fighting series. It was super cool. They showed like the SNES, and they were they didn't show the SNES yet. We'll get to that. But they showed all of Nintendo's consoles, and they were going down. They went to the SNES part, and everyone's like, "Oh, maybe this is where they're gonna announce SNES games in for the Switch." That did happen. It came later. We'll talk to it. But then they shifted over, and they went to the Neo Geo, and they started going through, you know, like Samurai Showdown, a lot of those characters, and they landed on Terry Bogart. It was kind of like the face of, to me, he's really kind of the face of SNK fighting games. So I think he's gonna be super cool. I think he will fit in perfectly. Now you're gonna get that with Ryu and Ken in the game, and they're just adding characters. But the big news was that there are more characters in development for DLC. Initially we thought, oh, that's it. Now they said there's more. They said it may not. Your Fighter's Pass probably won't cover those characters, or it won't, but they may. So I'm hoping they do another Fighter's Pass so you can just kind of buy it and not have to buy each individual one. We'll see. I don't know. There's really no news on who those other potential characters could be. I'm sure there are a ton of characters who I feel like would be great. They didn't say how many there's going to be. They just said there's more in development. And that's awesome for Smash news. So after that, we got some more Link's Awakening HD footage. They showed that there's a Dungeon Maker, which is kind of cool, and it works with Amiibo. Again, another game I'm buying. I've already pre-ordered it, mostly just so it shows up at my house, not really for any reason. Like, I'm worried I'm not going to get it. I just don't want to have to go to the store. I just want it to show up at my house. So it looks amazing. I'm, again, super excited buying that. Dragon Quest XI S, the Switch version, comes out a week after Zelda. In my notes, I just have, I need more time to play games, which is the worst part, because it looks awesome. I've waited, because they announced the Switch version, to play this, and I really want to get it. But again, it's like, you know, I've gone through one of the four playthroughs on Fire Emblem, so it's just Nintendo's really killing everybody's wallets this last quarter of the year. Then we saw a Wii U game that was kind of on my last little bit of Wii U games to collect. There's really running out, because at this point almost all of them have gotten Switch ports. I think really there's only like five games. I was trying to count games that have not been ported to the Switch that are on the Wii U that I still think is a reason for owning the Wii U. That is Super Mario 3D World, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, which is an actual like remake, Wonderful 101 and Xenoblade Chronicles X. That's really about it, because Tokyo Mirage Sessions, which is that Fire Emblem, Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp Focus Encore, you know, it's almost like Kingdom Hearts, you know, Birth by, you know, Definitive Edition 2.5 HD remake. It's like these absurd names. It's coming January 17th. Don't know if I'll get this. I didn't get it on the Wii U. Maybe if I can get it for cheap at some point, someday I'll check it out. But it's that kind of, it's that Persona Fire Emblem kind of crossover. I've watched a bunch of reviews for it. It seems kind of weird. Deadly Premonition, we already talked about. Divinity Original Sin 2 is coming to Switch, and it will share saves between Steam and Switch. That, I think, is a huge deal. The game itself, from everything I've heard, is really good. It had that kind of Diablo-type action RPG. But I think just the fact that it shares saves between Steam and Switch is huge, because that is where the Switch shines the best, is that you can take a lot of these games that are on Steam. I mean, the Switch eShop library is mostly just games that you know, most people would buy on Steam, right? Like, I think about, like, Enter the Gungeon, you know, Stardew Valley, stuff like that. A lot of these PC games, these indie games that a lot of people play on PC, I mean, that's what I love about Stardew Valley, is I can take Stardew Valley and go. I mean, I think it was also on the PS Vita, but you get the idea. A lot of those games are also available on Switch. That's huge. That's such a big deal. So if we start seeing more of that, where it's Switch games are able to be played, you know, Steam type games are, you're able to cross save, that would be huge. Then we saw a little bit from Bethesda, who a couple weeks ago released Doom 2, Doom 3, the, like, PC version, you know, Doom, all the old Doom games are on Switch. So now you have the, I think I want to say it was like 2015, 2016 Doom, which got a Switch, like, port, and runs really well. And I had the old classic Dooms, and now they just showed Doom 64 is coming to Switch, and it looks really good. I mean, it looks like they've cleaned some stuff up, and so again, another kind of first-person shooter coming to Switch. I think it's cool, even if it's an old kind of classic. Now there's Turok 2. At this point, all we're missing is Duke Nukem 64, and, you know, we're kind of set. And, you know, GoldenEye, Parasite, not Parasite Eve, Perfect Dark, and man, we're kind of set to go. After that, we saw a game called Rogue Company. It's a team-based third-person shooter. I just have in my notes, this looks pretty damn cool. This is exactly what Switch needs. And I think so. The Switch could really use some more kind of competitive co-op games. Really, there's like Splatoon. So, I mean, that's really kind of your shooter, your big kind of shooter on Switch. So it was kind of a short demo. Just like a handful of people kind of running around shooting each other. That's really all we saw. Looks cool. Then we got like 5 more minutes of Pokemon. Again, just like Luigi's Mansion, it's another game where I know I'm getting it. So it doesn't really matter what you show. They showed a lot of more. There's going to be a lot more character customization in this. They showed like changing your outfits. They showed a handful of new Pokemon. It's always the same stuff with Pokemon. It's always new stuff. You know, I'm going to get it. That's all I got to say. Is, you know, I'm going to get it. Then I would say certainly the biggest drop of this direct, and it was something that we've all known would come at some point, something we've been clamoring for, something we've been asking for, and that is SNES games on the Switch. And I was taking my notes because I was watching this live, and I just said, thank effing God. Finally, SNES games are on Switch, part of the Nintendo Online Service. It's great. You know, they've been doing NES games, and I think they've been doing a good job with the library. It's come slow. It's only been like 2 games a month plus 1 special version of a game where it's basically like the special version of the game is basically like cheat codes enabled from the start. And we got about, I think it was about 20 games. Highlights include Star Fox, Stunt Race FX, Super Mario World, Link to the Past, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Pilot Wings, Super Metroid, Demon's Crest, Kirby's Dream Land 3, F-Zero, Breath of Fire, Yoshi's Island, Super Mario Kart. So a pretty solid lineup to start. Now, I did also read an interview on IGN the other day where they, I think it was yesterday, where they said that I don't think we're going to be getting new SNES and NES games every month. That's kind of what they were doing. Now it seems like we're just going to get maybe them in batches. Just every so often, here's a handful more games. I really hope so, because as great as the SNES library is that they added, there's still a ton more. There's still a lot more NES games that need in the library, and certainly a lot more Super Nintendo games that need to be in this library. There's no Donkey Kong Country. And if they're going to slow down on the NES, there's still a lot of those games too, I think, that really should kind of be in their online service. But just in the SNES games, I mean, no Donkey Kong Country, like games like Kirby's Avalanche. I mean, there's a lot of games that I would say, I'm just trying to even think of like the ones Nintendo owns that they wouldn't have to, you know, like try and get rights for or whatever. You know, then there was like Super Soccer and Super Tennis. I mean, you know, like, you know, oh, cool. Like, whatever. And it seems like they've been doing a pretty good job on the NES side to get kind of whatever games. So certainly in the Super Nintendo, I mean, I think about like Final Fantasy VI, you know, Final Fantasy III is what it was called in Super Nintendo. Chrono Trigger. You know, they had Tecmo Bowl on the Super, on the NES. Loved, obviously, Tecmo Super Bowl. I don't think that would happen. You know, just SNES games. Mega Man, Mega Man X, obviously. Even though you get some more of these quirky ones, they just added Vice Project Doom on the NES. Like, obviously, Rock and Roll Racers is one of my favorite games ever. I've talked about it a lot. Uniracers, I think could be something that would be cool. You know, there's a huge SNES library. I think it's a lot of people's. Turtles in Time would obviously be amazing. Final Fight, Street Fighter 2. You know, there's a ton. Sim City. There's a ton of SNES games that I would love to see if they could somehow get it on there. And then hopefully at some point, you know, if Nintendo is going to continue this service, it's going to keep growing and growing and growing. Eventually, you know, I would say Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, N64 at some point. I think it'll be a long time before we see N64 or, you know, GameCube or any of those kind of games. But I hope this is working for them rather than the... you know, rather than the virtual console. This is what people really want. They want to just basically have some sort of Netflix type service. So I think what will probably happen with this going forward is we probably won't get more games for like a month or two. And then I think what will happen is they'll do a batch of like 10 games, 5 NES, 5 SNES is probably what's going to happen. I've been playing a lot of Super Mario World since this was dropped. So it's been great. It looks great. I don't know what kind of emulator they use. The Super Nintendo, I didn't notice it as much, but the NES looks quite different than like NES emulators. There's definitely the coloring on the NES reminds me more of what it looked like on a CRT. Just kind of darker colors, darker colors. And so, the Super Nintendo just looks kind of like what most Super Nintendo emulators look like. You know, the pixels are obviously cleaner than on a CRT or whatever. So, so far it looks great. So, certainly a lot more games are out there though, that I think would be a great addition. So, but the fact that like Breath of Fire is on there, we got an RPG. I feel good about that. Super Mario RPG is definitely one I'm sure everyone is really hoping for. There's also controllers. The one thing I didn't see about these controllers is the NES controllers they announced last year, you could attach to the side of your Switch where the Joy-Cons go and charge them, and of course it looks absurd. The Super Nintendo controllers, which they are making, and I'm sure in Japan they're probably Super Famicom controllers, but they had the purple, the gray and purple, which they charge USB-C. I mean, do I need one? No. Is it $30? Am I probably going to get? Absolutely. 100%. So, yeah, it's just something, you know, you feel like you need. But playing it on the Switch feels fine. Okay, so then they talked a little bit about Tetris 99. That is getting another update. You can play against top-tier players. There's custom themes, so you can unlock kind of like Super Mario levels, Zelda levels, which is awesome. Tetris 99 is a great game. I've played a ton of it. I've only managed to get like top 15. That's usually where I kind of stall out. And I think anything going forward with it, and it kind of be more and more can become Nintendo's, hey, this is our, in an odd way, our battle royale game. This is kind of what we have going forward, because it's great and it's a ton of fun, and it's Tetris. It's something everybody can play. It's not like Fortnite. So I think that them expanding on that and possibly saying, hey, this is going to be like our big game. You know, you think about these, about other kind of online games. It doesn't necessarily have to be a hit right out the gate. You can turn it into something big. I remember Warframe when I first came out, I was like, this is okay. But now Warframe's huge, and they've just been working on it and working on it and working on it, and they've turned it into something great. And I hope that's kind of what it looks like Tetris 99 could be. What else did we see? Mario and Sonic at the Olympics. They showed some more footage of that they had kind of already shown. I think maybe Sega released it. It was on Twitter and kind of on YouTube. But it wasn't in a direct, so I think it was okay for them to kind of add it here. Basically, the one addition that it's getting is a 2D mode, which looks awesome. This is not a game that I've ever been like, oh, I want to get that, until I kind of saw the 2D mode, just because it's all the 2D sprites. It's, you know, like Dr. Robotnik and the Mario, like old classic sprites. And so I think it's really cool. It looks entertaining. So hopefully this is another game that I could buy, you know, maybe like next year for $20 and just kind of check it out. I don't think that it's something that I'd really want to go spend $60 on, even if it's a $40 game when it launches, just because this holiday season is so jam packed. But I think it's gonna be cool. After that, Daemon X Machina has a new demo. This is kind of the one, you know, there's Astral Chain and Daemon X Machina. These are those kind of like hardcore action games on Switch for kind of the, you know, the rest of the year. Astral Chain just came out. Again, it's another game that looks awesome. Probably going to be a while before I pick it up, just because there's so many games, you guys. And Daemon X Machina, it's that mech shooter game. I played the demo. I did a YouTube video review of it, and I posted it, and YouTube flagged me for the music, and so they made me take it down, which is unfortunate. But it's awesome. They really listened to the kind of like alpha or beta, you know, testers who played that demo, and so they said, okay, well, we're gonna fix a lot of that stuff, which is awesome. And so it looks to be running a lot smoother. Not that it was running bad before, but it was just kind of, you know, it was like a beta version. So it seemed like they made it a big point to listen to kind of their fans, and it's awesome. I think that's absolutely great. So again, it looks super cool. Then kind of a curveball here. Star Wars Jedi Knight Jedi Outcast is getting a Switch port. Coming September 24th, you know, since Switch is not getting the Star Wars Fallen Jedi game. But don't sleep on this game, because this game is awesome. The entire kind of Jedi Knight Jedi Outcast series is a ton of fun. You play as Kyle Katarn, who's an old Star Wars, he's an old Star Wars now Legends, what back in the day I used to call him the Expanded Universe character, who he's not a dark side guy, but he's certainly more of like a gray Jedi. And he's there, like, so after, you know, back in the day before Disney retconned everything, after you'd have Luke Skywalker kind of created a Jedi Academy after episode 6, right? You know, they defeat the Emperor and all of that stuff. And so Kyle Katarn's one of those guys who kind of pops up, and he's kind of a little rough around the edges, but he's still a Jedi. And Kyle Katarn's awesome. And this game is phenomenal. A lot of those games are great. I hope this sells well, because if it does, they should post the better game, which is Jedi Academy, where you get to pick a character. Kyle Katarn's there, and he's kind of like a teacher at Luke's Academy. And so you actually get to kind of choose Sith route or Jedi route. And it's a ton of fun. And the multiplayer was awesome. There's actually still a huge modding community for this game that exists online. And people have made, I mean, anything and everything you can possibly imagine. You get force powers, and it's just kind of loose enough. Like, you know, like back in the day, it was like, oh, this is awesome. Today, it's going to be like, these controls are kind of hard. But the fact that you now get to play it on the go on Switch is freaking awesome. I'm super, super pumped for this. I think it's going to do well enough to where they say, let's release some more Star Wars games. Obviously, Star Wars is about to blow up. Because of because of The Mandalorian is coming out and the Rise of Skywalker and stuff, so there's gonna be a lot of Star Wars content coming out this till the end of the year. Also, by the way, a quick little plug here. I used to be part of a podcast called Rebel Watch with my buddy Ez, who I also do my Bend the Knee show with, which is the Game of Thrones show. We have now started our own Star Wars podcast. Rebel Watch kind of went defunct there. I won't get into all the reasons why that happened, but let's just say there's a third guy. It didn't really work out. So Ez and I have now kind of started a new one called Hyperspace Hangout. So if you guys do want to check that out, I do also do a full Star Wars podcast every week. And so we're definitely going to be talking a little bit more about Jedi Academy. So I'll probably bring Ez on. He's been on some episodes of Box Trick before. And when this game comes out, maybe we'll do a review of it or just kind of talk a little bit about, Kyle Katarn and who that character is. And so, so that provides some of that backstory for when this game comes out, because I definitely want to review it, certainly the Switch version. So after that, we saw some more Witcher 3 footage. Again, The Witcher 3 won, like, countless Game of the Year awards. It's more so the fact that this game exists on Switch is what I think is super cool. Kind of like Doom, the 2015, 2016 Doom I talked about a little bit earlier. The fact that The Witcher 3 is going to be on Switch. It doesn't look great, but that's okay. It doesn't need to. It's more just the fact that they said, we want to put it on Switch. And that's awesome, because that's huge, because that should show other developers. You know, EA is a company that does not really push a lot of stuff on Switch. Like, we're still waiting on a lot of big EA games to come to Switch. Just doesn't seem to happen. I am a big Madden fan. I know people don't really like sports games, whatever, but it's a huge game. I mean, Madden is an enormous franchise. Every year, it gets released, and I feel like, God, it would be so perfect to run on Switch. I mean, it's on PC. It should certainly be able to run on Switch. I would literally spend so many hours on that. And there's a bunch of other games too. So that's kind of my hope here, is Witcher 3 does well, and you see some more of these developers say, you know what, let's make a Switch version. Because it's not like the Switch doesn't have a huge platform. You know, the Wii got tons of games pushed onto it, and they made tons of Wii versions just because the market was there. So many people owned Wii that they said, yeah, we can make it and it'll sell, just because of the how many people owned one. The Wii U struggled because it only had like only sold like 10 million units. So there's only, so to invest to making a Wii U version was time consuming, and what was the turnaround going to be? How many units do you think it wasn't a good investment as a company. Well, now the Switch is, selling so well that I'm just really surprised. So that's kind of my hope here, is that, Witcher 3, does sells well enough, so some more companies will say, let's do it. Let's make a Switch version of a game they may have not. There's tons of games. After that, we saw Assassin's Creed 4 and Assassin's Creed Rogue are getting a Switch port. We saw Assassin's Creed 3, which was also on the Wii U, getting a Switch version. 4 is Black. 4 Black Flag is really, really good. It was one that a lot of people loved. I think it was a really good addition to the series, kind of adding some of those ship battles and things like that. I don't really know Rogue. I didn't really play that because that was the PS3 Xbox 360 version that came out, I think, at the same time as Unity. Because Unity did not go on the other system, so I think that was the game. I can't remember. You know, there's so many Assassin's Creed games. So should be good, I guess. Assassin's Creed 4 is awesome. I don't know Rogue, but I'm sure it's more of the same. But it's cool. Again, more Switch ports. Switch is getting a lot of ports. And then it ended with, then we saw a big thing of Animal Crossing. Again, I didn't even watch it just because I was like, I'm going to play Animal Crossing. It was like 5 minutes of footage. You know, it's coming out next year, so I kind of got it in the back burner on my mind just because there's so many other games. So then we saw a game which I thought would happen. It didn't happen the way I thought it would. And that is a Wii port of, or a port of Xenoblade Chronicles, the original Xenoblade Chronicles, not Xenoblade Chronicles X, which I hope does get a port at some point. So Xenoblade Chronicles was on the Wii. It's an amazing RPG. It got a 3DS port, and this is the Switch version, which looks a little bit closer to the 3DS port. They kind of did some character remodeling. And the characters look great in this. It's definitely not just an upscaled version of the Wii version. I mean, the character models are redone. I mean, that looks really, really good. So I'm excited for that. Xenoblade Chronicles is easily, it's such a phenomenal RPG. The soundtrack itself is so gorgeous, beautiful, amazing. I cannot speak enough about it. It's coming sometime next year. So my guess is probably early next year. I don't think it gave an exact time. It just said 2020. So, all right, guys, so that's just kind of my rundown of a lot of those games. It was kind of quick, kind of fast paced, but there were literally so many games to talk about. Again, I think, you know, the biggest highlight, obviously, Super Nintendo games, Terry Bogart in Smash. Tetris. I mean, those were kind of I'd say the biggest ones. There wasn't really anything like earth shattering. There was really no new game that was like, oh my God, this is going to be like the game of the year next year. They also showed like a highlight reel of a bunch of, you know, games like Just Dance and all the stuff we normally know that's going to be coming. Grid, one of the Grid games, Autosport is coming. So it was good. It was good. I wouldn't say it was like a great direct. I mean, at the end of the day, like even Super Nintendo games are, you know, they're old Super Nintendo games. It's not like E3 where you get to see all these new games. Like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. So it was good. It's like, feel very good about the Switch going forward. Feel very good about, you know, this holiday season, and my wallet's going to be hurting because there's a lot of games that it's more of a reassuring kind of a direct, like, oh yeah, yep, I'm definitely getting that. So we'll stay tuned on how the NES or the Nintendo Online service continues with the SNES, NES. So I'd still say that was kind of the big one, Terry Bogart and Smash. So all right, guys, well, I'll just stop my rambling here because I could go all day, but let me know, what were some of your guys' favorite games? What do you want to see? If you want more content, be sure to stay tuned. I'll be cranking out podcasts once again. I always like to kind of take a break in the summer because I just kind of need it creatively. I will say that here in a bit, I will be really ramping up the YouTube posts as well. So keep an eye out for that. So really appreciate you guys listening. And as always, thanks.